To the west of Pakistan, another ally of the United States has also declared a state of emergency. Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili imposed the restrictions on Wednesday. He has since promised an election to be held January 5th. A main target of the crackdown is broadcaster Imedi Television. Police stormed the station Wednesday. Imedi TV and its main owner are now the subjects of criminal investigations. Imedi CEO Louis Robertson, an American, says the station has become the most trusted in Georgia in the less than 5 years it's been on.
In a very short period of time, it has earned the trust of all the Georgians in this country. And that's more important for us than ratings and shares and all that, although we are a dominant television station.
At 9 o'clock on Wednesday night, Imedi Television went off the air in the middle of a live broadcast. And this is what it sounded like. The translation is provided by the Russian English language channel, Russia Today.
We are in a very difficult situation. We are not warned that police will come into the building. By closing the channel, the government is violating the constitution. This means that this is a dictatorship regime. I address to all organizations and embassies to protect the citizens. Here they are coming into the studio. I want to say thank you. I hear shouts in the control room. I hope our employees won't be injured. Here are our guests.
And those so-called guests were presumably the Georgian special forces. Mr. Robertson, what happened next?
Approximately 250 special forces entered the television station with machine guns and black masks over their faces, and they rounded everyone up, and many people were told to get on the floor, including one of our reporters who is 9 months pregnant, and she was ordered to get on the floor, and they put a gun to her, and they put a gun to the other people that were on the floor. Everybody was told to sit down, be quiet, to give up their cell phones. After a half an hour, everyone was not asked but ordered to leave the television station.
What happened to you in particular? What happened to you inside the station?
What happened to me is that once we walked back into where our control rooms are, and the control rooms had been totally demolished, videotape equipment and been destroyed, we are off the air, but it is our intent to get back on the air just as soon as we possibly can do that.
And you'll have to replace all your equipment.
Yeah, and truthfully, I don't care about the equipment, but what I care about is all the people and all of our employees that have been psychologically damaged and scarred by this. These are very young reporters, mid-20s to late-20s, and I saw terror in their face on Wednesday night, and tears and screaming and shaking, and these guys are very good at what they do in terms of intimidating people, and they come in with overwhelming force, and that's how they're trained, but it is not something that you would want to experience yourself, I can tell you that.
Are you concerned for your safety at all?
If I said no, I'd be lying to you. Yeah, I'm concerned. My wife is very concerned, my two children. Look, I don't want to be a hero, but at the same time, I'm not going to walk away and let these guys run over us. I'm not afraid of them. I think their opinion is wrong, but I want to make sure that we are given the opportunity to do what we do, and that's do television in a way that we think is in the best interest of democracy and freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
Louis Robertson is CEO of Imedi Television, and he spoke to us from Tbilisi, Georgia. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.